you know, I hoped you wouldn't show this week.
You hoped, or did you pray? Did you really pray? Down on your knees, facing east, pray.
Some are calling him A, some are calling B.
Well, I'm here.
And here we go.
Two guys lose the plot.
Who said you could work with men?
Pop colored.
Is that Latin?
There's friendship.
No wonder you failed the teaching.
Seriously, you're bringing that up now.
Understanding.
Go f*** yourself, man.
Go back to the Soviet Union, Pinko.
I'm not taking this kind of abuse from you.
Brotherly love.
You are going to be the end of all civilized life.
This from a guy who dressed up as Wolverine and used...
No.
Tinfoil as claws.
So I hear your wife is trying to actively poison you now.
A whole lot of abuse.
Get off my property.
That's it. This friendship's over. I'm out of here.
Two guys lose the plot.
Welcome back to Two Guys Lose the Plot. I'm Stephen, and on the other end is my friend slash nemesis, Lee.
Oh, I like that. Salutations, nemesis.
Yes. Well, we got to call a spade a spade. You work in a casino. You know what that is, right?
No, ace of spades. That's as black as my heart.
There's nothing blacker than your heart.
That is true. They call it the midnight sunrise.
I've never heard that. Is that a thing?
I've just made it up. I'm quite poetic. I should become a writer.
Yes, you should. Look into that. Put that on your bucket list or maybe on your to-do list.
Let me grab my quill.
How was your Halloween? What did you dress up as? No, wait. I know. The guy who peaked in high school.
Fuck you, man. Plus, you've got the patent on that mix of self-loathing and regret.
That's true. I do have the copyright on that. I'll give you that
one. It's framed on your wall. It's framed above your bed.
You got candy. Yes? You save any for me?
No, nothing. There was nothing left. My children devoured it. Three meals a day. One thing I did notice, lots of packets of sherbet. Remember sherbet?
I loved sherbet with the little lollipop in the stick or...
Yeah, they had the little straw stick that was just powder all over the house. People thought I had a cocaine habit. It was amazing. Well, I had a good time. Lots of more teenagers than children.
Really?
That's one thing I noticed. A lot of teenagers. But I think they were just up to no good, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Please explain.
Well, then they would retreat to the bushes and, you know...
Ornithologists or botanists? What do you mean by retreat to the bushes?
You do a little bit of biological studying of the human anatomy.
I'm not understanding you.
Checking behind the beef curtains, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right.
This is the part where you say, that's the worst thing you've ever said.
But I was waiting for another one, an encore. It's the worst thing you've ever said, but you've said much, much worse. Much worse.
I've said much worse.
You need to warm up a bit more before you take a running start before you kick me in the nads.
You did come to my house last weekend and help yourself to all my beverages and eat my food and then left with a ice cream container under your arm.
Well, the potato salad's gone. In fact, I started eating it on the way home out of the Tupperware. No spoon, no fork.
I've been eating a lot of avocados.
What's with the avocado binge?
They're super fruit. They're actually very good for you. I've been enjoying it. I've been eating it straight there at my at my desk, slicing it open with my knife and eating it with my teaspoon.
I'm sorry, but before we get to that, it's a what? It's a super fruit.
Super fruit, my friend.
Who the fuck says that? What
it's
bullshit is this?
It's the food of champions.
Super fruit.
Look in the mirror. It is super. It makes me mighty.
Really? What's
it makes
your next
me immune to your criticism.
What's next? You're going to tell me about a life hack that you discovered.
You're a life hack that I've discovered. So where have you decided to go on your trip?
I was thinking of George.
The town or a person called George? I'm not too sure how to take it.
Are you trying to say that I'm taking up some kind of a carnal place in George?
You could be shacking up with a lover. You can do what you want.
Fine.
But you're going to the town. Is it a town, city, town?
I'm going to Knysna. I would ask you to take me to the airport, but I've got another friend to do that. Tom, you know, the one who takes me shooting and...
And he has a horse and carriage. I mean, I can't match that. Giddy up, butterscotch. imagine going towards the airport down the R21. And as you're driving, there's a guy with a horse and carriage. You know, like Amish people with a buggy, you know, one of those little string whips going, you know, and off they're going off to the airport.
You know, I'm fond of horses. I may very well ride. In Knysna.
And there's elephants in the forest.
I assume you can't ride the elephants.
No, no one should be riding elephants.
I didn't say I was going to ride the elephants alone. What do you mean, man? There's all those pictures of people on Instagram riding elephants in India. That's exactly what these beautiful creatures need, for some yuppie douchebags to be sitting on their backs going, that's right, take a photo so I can put it on my profile picture.
Yes, that just epitomizes us. We see an animal. Can I ride it? Is it rideable?
Fucks.
You know, we're not happy until we've domesticated and saddled everything. If we were any smaller, we'd be doing it to dogs.
Well, this is the part that I tell you that at one point in my life, I I did put a saddle on a Great Dane, but that's not the part I'm ashamed of. Do you want to know the part I'm really ashamed of?
What is it?
Her name was Deirdre. This whole experience with my leg got me thinking about my frailty as a person, and then in general as our frailty as a species.
Speak for yourself.
I will. And I will also speak for William Smith.
I'm sure it's pronounced Smythe.
Maybe.
Help me find out what is wrong with these robots.
Dr. Lanning suggested robots might naturally evolve.
Why didn't you just hand the world over on a silver platter?
Maybe we did.
So, iRobot, set in 2035, which is like 2 years from now.
Before you even start, I have to mention something. Do you remember when you used to be a lot younger? For you, it was about 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But and you used to go to the video shop and pick up something and it would say, set in the future.
Yes. It doesn't sound far away anymore. 2035. It doesn't sound far because we're 2021. My children don't know anything. You know, they're going to be writing an essay saying, in the late 1900s. that's essentially where we're from.
Yes.
We're from the late 1900s. Born in the late 1900s, my father. Good God.
Damn
sounds
it,
like I'm
man.
Be running for prime minister.
I've never heard it put that way. You're right. Born in the late 1900s or in the late 1900s.
Anyway, now you've derailed this. I'm starting again. Set in 2035, in a time when humans are dependent on robot assistance, much like you're dependent on Coca-Cola, a police detective is brought in to investigate the murder of a scientist where the chief suspect is, dun-dun-dun, a robot. The crime is unheard of as robots have been programmed not to kill. The question is raised as to whether the robot really killed his master, and if so, what's to stop the rest of the robots from doing the same and taking over the world?
Have you ever had any of your major appliances malfunction?
I was going to be dirty there. I was going to talk about
I
my
was
major
just
appliance.
Just about to say.
lets me down all the time.
I was hoping you'd say that. Put that in your back pocket. I want to hear more about it. Who's in this this movie? We saw this at Brooklyn, by the way. I remember very specifically. Do you remember we went before that? Before this, we actually went to a 21st. Do you remember those?
Was that
twins?
Your? Was your? Oh, was that then?
Yeah, not the
man. Not the Scandinavian twins that you that you would have me believe. We
you
went
know exactly
to,
what I'm saying. Hey, man, you want to go to a party? They're twins.
Mm-hmm. These, ooh, these are, sign me up.
These are two.
Let
boys.
Me just wax my eyebrows.
These
oh,
are two
God
boys.
Damn it! Yeah. Can't be picky.
No, but and remember they had the golf cart to take us because they lived in that big complex, so it was quite a walk.
Yes, I remember.
And yeah. I'm not someone to turn down a free ride.
Yeah, but again, this was one of your classic, we just have to go show face, you know, drop off the gift, have a drink, a handful of snacks, and then kind of just melt into the bushes, you know, like, well, it's been great, everyone. We've got a movie to catch.
It's the perfect excuse. We have tickets for a Bioscope screening. Really?
Yes,
are you making it sound like it's a play?
It is. It's got some of the finest actors in the Hollywood land playing in it, based on the works of science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. And actually, I read that today, and in my mind, it was Philip K. Dick. So, you know, Philip K. Dick, most of the science fiction movies that we know were based on his novels. So like Blade Runner, Total Recall, and Paycheck, and Minority Report, whereas this one kind of almost blends into that kind of world. Only other film that I can think of that was based on some of his works was Bicentennial Man. That's the only other one, unless you can think of another one.
Oh, that shit show with Robin Williams.
You loved that.
No, that was a terrible film. Anything. Look, and Robin Williams usually does well in prosthetics. I'm referring to Mrs. Doubtfire, Aladdin, Popeye.
That's it. Oh, Popeye. Anyway, you did ask me who's in the movie, and it's Will Smith and Bridget Moynihan. I hope I'm saying that right, because when you put this down on paper, I thought you'd misspelled her name.
No, I didn't.
But it's not. It's Moynihan. And I always used to get confused between her and Michelle Monaghan.
Me too. Remember? Absolutely.
Both brunettes. You know,
very similar looking.
Similar. Bruce Greenwood's in it as well.
I like him in everything. He's a good stock character.
Yeah, he can do no wrong. Which who is he in one of those Kennedy movies that you enjoyed so much with the nuclear
13
crisis?
Days.
And
he was the president.
It was directed by Alexander Proyas, which he directed two of my favorite movies, and you won't believe me. The first one is The Crow. You've know I've always liked that movie based on the graphic novel. But the second one was Dark City. And I was actually thinking about that movie yesterday.
Just out of curiosity, you were just thinking about it.
No, I saw Rufus Sewell in M. Night Shyamalan's Old, which I finally got around to seeing. And I was wondering, what has he done lately? Because I always remember him fondly from Dark City.
I just remember it being very moody and just not to
very dark.
Belabor the point, dark. Yeah, it was literally
very dark.
Dark.
Very dark. Very, very dark.
The Crow, sometimes. I know you like The Crow, but I can take or leave that film. I wasn't impressed.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I never saw the appeal. It was a cult classic. I never saw the appeal.
And to me, it has little to do with the fact that Brandon Lee died in it, but I just love the way it was done. It was just like, imagine that with Batman. To me, that was like the closest to Batman in my imagination at that time. That was way before any of the, Christopher Nolan stuff. It was a lot edgier than the Tim Burton stuff. So that's why I liked it so much. Imagine that scene where he's running along the rooftops in the rain and diving and doing somersaults and stuff. Imagine that was Batman and then just lowering himself down and kicking the shit out of some drug dealers in an alleyway. Could have been great. Okay, so what do you think of the movie?
I liked it. It was cool. I mean, Will Smith is Will Smith in everything. It was nice to see how the filmmakers took everything to its logical conclusion. In the end, we rely so heavily on robots and machines to do everything. Are we really going to be surprised when they become indispensable?
I think Will Smith was in his prime then.
Yes.
If you think about it, in his action prime. I mean, how many years before I Am Legend was that? And I think that was the last time he actually did a solid action hero film.
Maybe when was I Am Legend? 2000 wasn't 2005 or 2006?
I don't know. You're the date guy.
Shit, man. I don't know. For old movies, yes. And for movies that actually, that resonate with me. But
that was definitely after iRobot. I Am Legend was easily 2 to 3 years after that.
2007. So I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, I should be doing the show by myself.
You should be. You know what? Why don't you get behind both fucking microphones and just talk to yourself?
I will talk. Hey, Lee, what do you think about that movie? I love it, Lee. It's fantastic. You are the best.
Man.
The script writes itself.
and so seamless.
It's so seamless. It doesn't seem forced at all.
Right. Well, look, I liked it. I don't remember being especially, moved one way or another. It was an enjoyable time out. The action was great. But now that I look at it, special effects are a bit clunky.
I thought they were fine.
You do realize that going to a movie is about being put into another world. What would you have people do? Use sock puppets and walk around in cardboard boxes. Would that be more to your taste? It could be like a Dogville film.
If the script's good enough, I'm happy with that.
I need things to be as realistic as possible within reason. If they could get it right for Jurassic Park 1993, why couldn't they get it right 11 years later? What's the excuse? And I need the effects to be good because I need to lose myself in the film. If the film's sole purpose is to be a visual spectacle, why don't you watch Transformers with all the depth and glory that plot has to offer and then tell me that the special effects don't matter?
Dude, you're speaking to a species that has high-res images of the surface of Mars. But we can't get a person's face right at an ATM. Do you remember all the product placement in that film?
Yes, that I do remember. I remember especially
like Audi.
His running
car
shoes.
Was the Audi. Yes, he had the Converse. I don't know if they were the All-Star Chucks or just normal Converses. I think, was there Pepsi in there? One of the soft drinks were in there. There was a Shia LaBeouf in there. That was a big product placement.
He wasn't there as a... Well, back then, he was there as a product.
He was a bit of a product.
I like how you said it. There was a Shia LaBeouf. You know what they got? I can just imagine. Now, here, if you're looking to finance your movie, we can give you product placement for BMW. If you show the BMW badge, $75,000. If you show a Shia LaBeouf, $1 million.
That's a bargain.
We'll take a Shia LaBeouf. Two for me.
Give me two. Give me two. Two for one.
And back to the show.
I saw a guy today, and I thought this was only in America, who was driving a car and he had attached a set of testicles to the... Wait, I'm not finished. Pink. And small. So I don't know what he's going for here. Usually they're fucking large.
Yeah, I've seen those very comically big blue ones that usually hang off a Bucky tow bar. But so this man had petite testicles.
That's right.
Gently waving off the, did you say the exhaust or the tow bar?
It was the exhaust, which I was confused by. I thought it's supposed to go on your tow bar, but this guy had finagled or somehow managed to connect these to his exhaust.
Maybe he's trying to tell people I've got smoking balls. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
They were smoking balls. I just thought, but what is the thinking there? Is that a conversation starter? I noticed the nuts on your car, and I'm not talking about the ones in the wheels.
Yeah, and then I followed you home, and then I was hoping you could show me the real thing.
It doesn't end there. Now, here's the weird part. Mickey Mouse sticker.
Oh, yes. So, and the Bart Simpson one.
Where is this going? So he had the Mickey Mouse sticker and the pink balls.
He's got smoking balls and a childlike wonder.
What does he tell his kid? Dad, why are there nuts on the back of our car? How do you rationalize that? Papa?
I think you just, Papa, why is there balls on the back?
Well, usually your mother keeps them in the, cabinet under the sink.
Yeah, in a jar under the sink. And that's why I have to compensate with a pair of novelty plastic balls that are blackened by the soot of my Ford Cortina or whatever car it was.
It was a BMW 3 Series from the 80s.
Well, there we go. That explains it. It's a life-size replica.
They were very small. I was just thinking,
exactly as I'm saying.
Undescended testicles. I was at the Pick and Pay buying myself some instant mashed potatoes.
No one should be buying instant mashed potatoes. I'm going to inform you that there is a vegetable called the potato that if you boil it and mash it and flavor it up, you have mashed potatoes. Why would you buy I think they're drywall scrapings that you just add water to, and then they say it's instant mashed potatoes?
Technically, it's glue made from horses. Do you know how many steps are involved there? Buy potato, peel potato, boil potato. Now, do you already see how I would have been lost at the first step? Here, I cut open packet, add water. Now, you tell me which is better.
I hope you eat it out of the bag. I hope you don't even put the powder in a bowl. I hope you just pour the kettle straight into the bag. And just with a teaspoon, just whip it up and then just sit on the couch and just eat it straight out of the bag.
If they were smart, they'd make it so you could do that, but the bag's too small and the volume inside expands.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What's showing? I see the Eternals. They're Marvel characters, but I know nothing. Now get ready for this, because I'm sure, because it's part of the Marvel stable, it's going to be powerful. So right. The Eternals is the story of a race of immortal beings who lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilization. That's it. That's all we know. Whoever writes this is just not trying.
I wrote it.
Well, then I stand by my statement. It's shit.
Well, can you do better?
I think any kind of simian at a typewriter could make it better. Anything with opposable digits can make it better.
That's a high bar.
It is a very high bar.
I'll take that challenge.
There was no challenge. What challenge are you taking? I don't recall issuing a challenge. Well, I said it was shit. You know, this is really shit. Challenge accepted. Okay. Well, you let me know how that goes.
Well, I'm just going to be setting goals for myself from now on.
Yes, there we go. Well, look, all we do know is Angelina Jolie's in it, Kit Harington, Salma Hayek. Look, it's got a big cast. The trailer looks fantastic, but it's one of those Marvel properties that I actually don't know anything about. So, you know, whatever you soapbox you were planning for me to stand on, I'm going to let you down. I've got nothing to say.
It's par for the course. I want to talk about another movie because I really like my horrors. You know that. Antlers, a young elementary school teacher who takes a special interest before you even start. It's not that kind of movie.
It sounds like one of those kind of movies.
In one of her pupils.
Lucas. She's not grooming him?
No.
Come here, Lucas. Let me groom you.
After he writes a particularly disturbing story for an assignment, you did a lot of those in high school.
I was the disturbing story for homework. That's the problem.
Everybody, write a story on the guy who sits in the back row. Didn't you tell me once in high school, you used to sit on the back of the science, on the bench, drinking? Put my vodka in an orange juice bottle. Didn't you say you did that?
I think you were wishing I did that. I did my drinking before school, as well reported in my autobiography.
What's Lee doing? Leave him alone. He's dealing with that.
Get off my case.
He hasn't had his eye opener yet. You got to get some help, Mr. Herman. We don't want to see you go like this. Come on. You used to be so full of life. Come on.
Hand me more magnesium.
So he writes this disturbing story, and she discovers he's keeping a supernatural creature in his home. Also too easy. And unraveling the mystery will require a deep dive into local legends. Kerry Russell's in this. An interesting fact, produced by Guillermo del Toro. Is he related to Benicio del Toro?
No, not at all.
Damn it. Shit.
Not at all. But this just sounds like it's E.T. keeping an alien in his basement.
It says disturbing story for an assignment. Why would that then translate to an alien in the basement? Supernatural creature. And besides, E.T. wasn't supernatural. Like E.T. He was extraterrestrial.
Potato, potato.
Are you sure about that, Benicio del Toro and Guillermo del Toro?
I don't even think they're from the same country.
And the internet says, did anyone else think Guillermo del Toro was related to Benicio del Toro? The very first thing I knew about these two men, besides the films they participated in, was their nationality. Guillermo is Mexican, while Benicio is Puerto Rican. So no. Wouldn't it be cool, though, if they were?
Yes, it would be cool.
I guess it would be cool. I mean, cool for who?
I could take it or leave it.
I've seen people who are also more closely related, like Jack Nicholson Jackman and Hugh Jackman. Remember that?
Yeah. I was giggling about that. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever said. But
oh, there's time. There's an amazing trailer for this movie. It looks really, really scary. And I think we spoke about it a while ago. I don't know if you got to see it. Malignant is really, really good. Obviously, James Wan directed that. Such a smart idea. And for once, because, I mean, horror movies are really just scraping the bottom of the barrel and they're just doing similar things. You should really check that out.
Well, maybe you should go and see it in George, with George.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you can find a guy called George and say, listen, George, we're in George. Well, no, you're going to Neisner. So that joke just fell flat. So there's a new Bruce Willis film.
Wait,
you love.
I think I know already what it's about. It's a period piece. Obviously, being Bruce Willis, he wrote and directed. Mm-hmm. It's inspired by a conflict in the Middle East with a subplot of something Shakespearean, possibly Othello. Am I close?
How uncanny. What I can tell you is it stars Megan Fox with him and Emile Hirsch. So this is a film based on the true story of Texas's most dangerous serial killer and two FBI agents that have to team up and investigate a sex trafficking ring. So the investigation crosses paths with this brutal serial killer. And then one of the agents, Rebecca, is kidnapped by their target and her life hangs in the balance. Mm-hmm. When the other two have only a few hours to piece together clues and put an end to the notorious truck stop killer.
Which you were mistakenly put in a lineup for, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was in position number 3. I had to step forward and say, would you like some butter on that? I said it the most joyously.
The new extended trailer for The Batman is out. And I have to tell you, for once, I'm fucking excited.
Because you see, that's the difference between you and me. I get excited because whether it's shit or not, I'm going to psych myself up. You're always a little more trepidatious, always like, I don't know, this doesn't look good. I don't think I can have my heart broken again.
But it's happened so many times. Dark Knight Rises, The Predator, the last Transformers movie. That's why I've learned not to, but there's something in this where when I saw the Batmobile for the first time, I was like, what the fuck? And now I'm looking at the whole thing that he's putting together.
Gritty, man.
It's very, very convincing. I mean, and there is the kind of violence in it that isn't as smooth and fluid as Zack Snyder's Batman fight scenes in Batman versus Superman. It's more gritty, but not as like abstract as Christopher Nolan stuff, where you don't actually see them making contact. In this one, he beats people up.
No, he's an angry, angry person in this. And that's what Batman is in around year two. He's just angry and just wants to fuck guys up.
I was a bit concerned about Robert Pattinson. But, I mean, maybe he can pull it off. The only thing I've got to say is, and I don't know so much about this, but I always thought that after Christian Bale, who was really, you know, well put together for the film, he to me seems a bit stringy, but maybe he'll pull it off.
Look, the guy can act, and that's what carried Michael Keaton through. Because, you know, you looked at Michael Keaton physically and you said, this guy's not Batman, but the guy can act. And sometimes that's all you need, a convincing actor. And you then, as you like to say, suspend your belief.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I want to talk about that in the next show. See if you can, you know, get 5 minutes away from that hellhole you call suburban life and maybe watch the trailer.
Well, after I barbecue my chickens.
You barbecuing tonight?
No, that's just a euphemism.
Two Guys Lose the Plot is written by Lee Herman and Stephen Lewis. Copyright Tall Tales 2021. Got a question or a suggestion for the show? Email twoguys@talltales.co.za. Get more episodes on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
This was a Tall Tales production.
But Andrew's a robot.
Yes, I am. Well, now an android.
He's had an upgrade.